Great night for Aberdeen Smitty's baseball, coming off great showing in Britain. Go 3-0, play solid baseball. Come here, maybe let up a little bit in the first game of the doubleheader, but I think the guys showed their resolve, got back to way winning baseball.
For sure, without a doubt. And it kind of starts on the bump, right? I mean, Benny just came out and shoved against a great Pierre team. So, and then we talked about between games too, just getting on their pitcher right away, right? Get those good crooked numbers, get scoring, and just have some fun. And that's exactly what they did.
Yeah, just a cool, calm, collected guy in Eisenbeiss. Not out there throwing all kinds of velo, all this. Something clicked with this team today.
Oh,
you could see it. It doesn't matter who's pitching. If you limit walks, limit errors, and make plays, you can serve up meat sandwiches all day long and win baseball games.
Without a shadow of a doubt. And, I mean, his knuckleball is so gross.
Is that what he's throwing? Gosh, that's what we're up here like.
Yes, dude. His knuckleball. Because I went out between innings. I'm like, Benny, just show me a knuckleball quick. And I just watched that label the entire time. And that ball danced on me. And I dropped it, too. I'm like, I mean, that's what you want in a knuckleball. So, he's great. I love Benny.
It just, you know, guys start making plays. You know, I mean, you're throwing cutters, obviously, in the left-hander and right-handers. You're going to get those high choppers down the third baseline. I thought Byer played well. I thought Ladner played well at third. Made some huge plays, including the closing out there to get the win. But those guys knew they had to be ready because they were going to hit the ball and they had to make plays. And I think that just galvanizes your team, don't you think, Coach?
For sure. And then we talk about it all the time. Like, hey, as a pitcher, it's really cool to strike guys out, but you have eight other guys behind you. Let them play a little bit, you know. Let them field the ball because we have all the faith in them, right? And they came out and they rebounded really well for game two.
Great win. Second game of the doubleheader. Obviously looking to put your best baseball out there. At this point, headed in some big tournaments where it's going to probably take some depth. You're going to be out there, and the other team's going to hit the ball, and you're going to have to hit the ball. And it's, you know, pitchers aren't going to go out there and shut other teams down every game.
Right.
That's just not realistic, don't you think, Coach?
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, anybody's beatable on any given day.
Right.
You could play the number one team in the state right now, and you could beat them, right? Because baseball is just such a weird sport. I mean, just consistency. You know, who's on the mound, who's batting where, who's playing different positions. It's a weird game, but it's the best game, and it's a lot of fun.
Team approach, but yet an individual approach. You know, I just can't – I'm trying to translate what I saw in Eisenbeiss just pounding the zone and trusting his teammates. It's hard to put it into words, right?
Right.
Because you sit out there and you play your position, do my job, and you got to zone out who's pitching, however they're doing. You just got to be ready.
Right.
And I think every guy was ready to make a play for their pitcher.
For sure. And we talk about it all the time, too. You know, at your position – you know, read the scenario and think about the things that you need to do, things that you need to execute, right?
Right.
Think one or two steps ahead before the ball gets to you, and then you start to bobble and panic about what you need to do, right? Know in that moment, hey, if the ball is hit to me, I know exactly what I need to do. And they showed that today. I mean, Joe Coghlan even catching it over by first base. I mean, it was like, whoa, it was like a snow cone, but he caught the darn ball.
They're bringing all kinds of elo. Joe immediately drives one up the middle, base hit, two RBIs, you know, and their relief guy that comes in, he's going to try to mow us down.
Right.
Coghlan responds. Just a great job. I mean, you talk about, I'll go and say it, Smitty's, we've gone to Clark, we've gone to Britain, we've beat those teams every year because it's a mindset thing.
For sure.
You go out there, you expect to beat those teams.
Yep.
We got to expect to beat these teams.
And
I think we did that today.
100%. 100%.
Yeah,
that's something that we've talked about even since the spring, right? Like, hey, we have to stop putting some of these teams on a pedestal.
Right.
We should need to start putting ourselves on a pedestal because we're a great team too, right?
Yep.
And if we believe that, if we play like it, we're going to win. We're going to win baseball games no matter what. So I think they really bought into it today, and I'm excited to see what they do for the rest of the season.
All the little things in the approach, Coach. You're doing a great job. Appreciate your time.
Thank you. Looking
towards the future. Got the big tournament, obviously, in the cities.
Yes, sir.
Got some good teams coming up here the latter half of the year. Obviously looking like probably a road game in the Super Regional.
Oh, yeah.
But it's all mindset and playing good at the end of the season.
Without a doubt. Yep, and that's what I've talked to them the whole season about. You know, the season hasn't started like we wanted it to. But if we continue to develop the team that's hot at the end of the season, no matter what your record, no matter what your seed is, they're a scary team to play.
Yep.
If they're hot at the end, it's going to be tough to compete. So if we can just continue to keep our nose to the grindstone, keep on doing what we need to accomplish and play as a team, I don't see why we couldn't make a run for state.